Shot with Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app. That's why I say amen, I
should. Shot or No Shot brought to you by the great people at Club Hawthorne, the Club Hawthorne mobile wagering app. The Preakness is Saturday. We'll talk to Jim Miller tomorrow at 9:50. Get you his exclusive Preakness pick. He and I will be doing our horse racing Preakness preview show today on YouTube at 2 o'clock. And download that Club Hawthorne app. Their partner in sports gambling is PointsBet. Use the promo code Take That. Get two risk-free bets up to $2,000. We say good morning, everyone, to Shay Norling.
I don't do that. That's not me. Good morning, Cap. How are we?
I didn't say you did. I did.
It was a great impression.
Imitated our boss.
Good morning, everyone.
There you go.
You think you mentioned when we opened with that Danny, does he need to smoke a cigarette that's like sex? He doesn't even need a blue chew anymore.
Exactly. Danny just plays that, and then he and Diana get frisky.
That's fantastic. All right, gentlemen, let's get started with Shot
morning,
or
Shay.
No Shot. And Cap, I want to start with your boys on the north side. Good morning, Hoodie. How are we, Hoodie?
No, it's amazing how you just skipped right past me. But that's fine. Go barrel right through. Go right ahead.
I almost didn't see you there. What's going on, buddy? How are we?
You didn't see me. Oh, I've heard that before.
You are.
But it was 1979 when I heard that.
Actually,
but go ahead.
You are slimming down, man.
Yeah, 1979.
Guy's looking good.
1979, I heard he couldn't see me, but that's fine. That's when I heard that last.
Wow.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah. Shay.
I had a question for you, Shay.
What is it? No, please.
We got 3 hours. That's all. Just barrel right through because we got to get the Shot or No Shot, for God's sakes. Got to get to it. Can't have any light banter on the show. Just barrel right through. Go right ahead.
It's important.
It doesn't matter. Just go right through. No.
We got to do this. It's important.
God forbid we have some light banter on the show. Go ahead. Go ahead, because you just gotta barrel through. I mean, God forbid that we can have a nice light conversation about something. But please go right ahead, barrel through.
This dude's got more good lines. I credit you again yesterday. Moribund. That's like my new favorite word.
Mm-hmm.
Light banter. That's gonna be another one.
I mean, gonna have some light conversation with the guy.
Well, I have Ozzy on the show today on TV. I'm gonna go, Ozzy, let's have some light banter about the White Sox.
Yes. Well, that's heavy banter. Yes. Yeah. That's not very light.
We're gonna get to that.
My God.
All right, Shay.
All right, Shay, what do you have?
All right, let's start with the north side. I'll get to the Southsiders in a moment.
My banner form didn't have any. It's unbelievable.
I got you, buddy.
Next time.
After enduring a lengthy slump that saw the rookie phenom go 3 of 36 at the plate, Seiya Suzuki has tallied 3 extra base hits in 4 games and has tallied a hit in 7 straight games. Suzuki is still the favorite for NL Rookie of the Year, despite his odds to win the award dropping significantly during the tough stretch. My question, Shot or No Shot, Seiya is about to turn the corner and totally bust his slump.
Hey, Roy, how you feeling?
Yeah, that's a shot. Now, again, he has made an adjustment. I was talking about it with Gordon Whitmire from Wrigley yesterday. He has made an adjustment. He looks better. He had a run scoring, or he scored, I believe, the run. He had a double. He's hitting the ball hard. And they're going to make another adjustment to him, and he's got to make adjustments back. There's going to be a period. Players coming from the Japanese league here, it's not that easy. It's not just jump in and let's go and let's hit 350 all season. Doesn't work that way. Shot.
I will say shot, and that's predicated on the schedule coming up. Arizona, Cincinnati, White Sox. I think that for the rest of the month, you could see a better outing, better swings from Suzuki. You want to try to get yourself right offensively, take on Arizona and Cincinnati. I think they'll be fine because the Cubs just beat Arizona 2 out of 3.
Correct. And could have won all three.
Yeah.
And they could have won all three in San Diego. Schwindy City got caught at the wall for a grand slam in the ninth. It would have given him the lead.
So I say yes. I think that for the rest of the month, there's a good possibility for him to turn things around. Shay.
Take that.
All right, now I want to get to the Southsiders because things are not going well. They don't continue to improve. Our own David Kaplan said at the beginning of May, he thought that this team was ready to take off. They have yet to do that. And they've split the first four in Kansas City with the Royals. They will finish the odd five-game series today with staring down the barrel of dropping another series to a division opponent, this time a team that was expected to be the worst in the division. They are also being accused, and we will get to this conversation in about 10 minutes, of being soft by a former manager. But my question, shot or no shot, Tony La Russa is now coaching for his job.
That's a no shot, only because Jerry Reinsdorf has got a heartbeat. That's the reason why. He'll have this job as long as he wants it, quite frankly. If Tony is no longer the White Sox manager, it'll be Tony's choice. It won't be Jerry's.
He is exactly correct. It's a no shot. Jerry loves Tony. Tony loves doing the job. And it's May, what is it, 19th?
It's May 19th, yes.
Yeah. People need to... And again, my partner has his heart invested.
Don't say it.
People from my seat.
Don't say it.
Need to relax. If your heart's invested, you fan how you want to fan.
I'm tired of
you want to be all upset. That's you. That you have the right to fan how you want to fan. From my seat, there's too much talent here. Get Lance Lynn back, and then you're going to see wins stack up. I believe because you'll go Giolito to Lynn to Cease to Kopech, and then whoever in the fifth spot, whether that's Keuchel or Cueto.
Everybody's got to relax until it's your team.
Yeah, isn't that great when part-time fan over there tells you to relax?
It's unbelievable.
Isn't that great?
I'm not telling anyone, JR.
It's unbelievable.
Listening's a skill. I just said.
It's unbelievable.
You fan how you want to fan. If you want to be upset and nervous and, you know, on edge, God bless you. That's your right as a fan. From my seat, just as a baseball fan.
And a gambler on the team.
I'm relaxing.
Yeah.
That's how I choose to look at it.
Because you've got no emotional connection like I do with the White Sox.
Agreed.
I mean, guess what? The manager feels like I feel. How about that? You going to tell La Russa to relax and it's a long season?
No.
No, because that's how he feels. I feel like the manager feels. So you could sit there with your parlays and put your feet up on the White Sox. I care about the team, pal. You don't have a connection to the team outside of the friendships that you have within the front office. You don't care. I do. Next.
Take that.
Go ahead.
All right.
What the
NIL in college football.
Gotta get him moving here.
I'm used to him saying my name, not next. I thought he had something else to say. All right. The NIL and college football have been massive stories lately. Nick Saban is in the news after commenting on Texas A&M head coach Jimbo Fisher's recruiting style.
And you've read about him. You know who they are. I mean, we were second in recruiting last year. A&M was first. A&M bought every player on their team, made a deal for name, image, and likeness. All right, we didn't buy one player, all right? But I don't know if we're going to be able to sustain that in the future because more and more people are doing it.
Shot or no shot?
How about that?
The NIL is totally out of control and needs to be regulated.
Go ahead. Give the coach's view, Cap. Go ahead.
Okay. I wouldn't say it's totally out of control, but there should be regulation so that you can't just show up at a kid's house and go, hey, this is Bobby Smith. He owns a... You know, some big, huge chain of hamburger stands, yeah. And here's $3 million, so blow off Alabama and sign with us. That's the Wild West. That's just stupid. It shouldn't be that way. Legitimate deals? Hey, guess what? You know, we've got so-and-so wants you to endorse their car. Yeah, the kids have been held down too long. It's just gone too far the other way.
So, Commissioner Cap, can you put a salary cap on this? What's the number? Got to be a number, right?
Well, Texas A&M's paying luxury tax.
I don't mean that. That's not what I'm saying. What's that? Because you say it's out of control. I'll walk with you on that. But what's the salary cap? Like, is it just car deals? A car that's worth 50 grand or more? Is it 60 grand? Is it a guy, you know, representing Chick-fil-A or some store or some chain, and he gets paid like we would get paid to do advertising? What's the number in that spot? You have to put a cap on it. If it's the Wild West, then you got to end it at some point, right? It's got to come to a certain head.
Correct.
Financially. So
correct.
What is it? What's the number?
I don't know. That's a great question.
We'll just come up with a number together. Commissioner Kaplan says that a kid that's got an NIL deal cannot exceed over 60 grand.
Okay. And then you're going to have someone sue in court saying that's restraint of trade.
Well, fight
we live in a capitalistic society.
Fight it, pal. Fight it. Because if you think it's the Wild West and it's too much for coaches, and coaches are retiring left and right because they can't handle the power lying in the hands of the athlete, of the student athlete. That's a, one of the reasons why that they're retiring, is because, oh, that kid's got so much power. That kid's making more money than my assistants. Okay, so if that's the case, we got to put a cap on it. So what's the cap? If you're the commissioner, because the genie's out of the bottle now.
Correct.
But how do you fix it?
Well, they first have to fix this transfer portal thing where you have kids literally playing on the court, the game ends, and on their cell phone there's a message from, they're playing for Bradley.
Yeah.
Picking a school out of thin air.
Yeah.
And there's a message from some school in a Power Five. Watched you tonight. You should think about transferring to us. Can't do it. That's tampering. But that goes on.
ADs have done that with coaches, where coaches have left. Same scenario.
There's usually a buyout involved. There's a process you go through.
Or just leaving. We've seen that too, just disappearing on a program. Have we not seen that?
We've seen people disappear, okay. But they still have to pay the buyout to get out of their deal. You can't be recruiting kids on the other team. UIC's got some great kid, mm-hmm. and they're playing against, pick the Power Five team.
Oregon.
That kid's a hell of a player.
Mm-hmm.
Go talk to him. Tell him, end of the season, you're gone.
Yeah.
We'll get him an NIL deal. You're just stealing guys.
Chaos. It was unsavory when you coached, too. It's just a different level now.
Right.
It's just was it?
Gotten. It was unsavory now. I told you the story. I recruited a kid. This is a true story. Recruited a kid out of the inner city of Chicago. He was a 6'3 center. He wasn't going to play in the NBA, but he was a damn good basketball player. And at our place, at Northern, in the MAC, he's player of the year.
Uh-huh.
And I got a call. Okay, so-and-so wants to sign with you. And there was a barber shop on the west side of Chicago that I would go in, and that's where I would have some speaks with people that were close to him.
Sure.
And they called and said, 3:00, be at the barber shop, bring the letter of intent, he's in. Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, $5,000, this is 1983, 84, $5,000, and it's got to be in small bills. $5,000?
Yeah.
I'm making $4,200 a year as the assistant. Where am I getting $5,000?
Small bills.
He signed with a bigger school.
That's right. The West Side Way. Small bills.
Yeah, if I had it, there you go.
Right.
I believe you should get your fair share.
Yes.
Didn't have it.
I got $4,500. Is that good enough?
Exactly. Can I owe you $500? Shay.
All right, very quickly. Tom Cruise was asked yesterday about why he feels the need to do his own death-defying stunts, including now actually piloting fighter jets for Top Gun Maverick. Cruise answered, nobody asked Gene Kelly why he danced. Shot or no shot, Tom Cruise is the greatest action star of all time.
That's a no shot, but I mean, him reaching back for a Gene Kelly reference. No one asked why Gene Kelly danced. Because he was a song that...
Thanks for the memory of sentimental verse.
Wow. Never in a million years did I think we'd be playing that on our show.
All right. All right, Gene. You and Bob Hope, get out of here. For God's sakes.
Tom Cruise, the greatest action star of all time. No shot.
No.
No shot.
It's interesting, though, that he does it.
You ever watch
stunts.
Taken?
All right, that's enough.
Tom Cruise is better than Liam Neeson. Come on, though.
No.
Ah, you say no.
Not in an action movie.
That's really funny.
How about Bruce Willis?
Well, Effa.
Good luck.
Yes.
Good luck.
That thing was supposed to be just some campy movie with Liam Neeson, and now it's a cult hero. He's a cult hero now.
Three of them.
Yeah. It was just a throwaway. Okay. You know, if I find you, whatever that line is. What's the great line from Liam Neeson?
I will, if you let her go now,
yes.
I will leave you alone.
Yes.
If you don't, I will find you and I will kill you.
I will kill you, yes.
I have a very particular set of skills.
Right.
That was the best.
Some B movie becomes like, oh, this is the greatest thing ever. And now he's making a lot of money doing those movies.
Yep.
It's great.
No question. All right, we would like to talk some White Sox with you. Are they soft? You got to hear. Ozzy and Frank Thomas with Chuck Garfine after the game last night. You got to hear it. It's next.
Don't miss.
miss the conversation.
Cap and J-Hood.
Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Cap and Hoodie.
And listen to Cap and J-Hood at home and in the office.
Now, back to more Cap and J-Hood on Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Yeah. I mean, it's not acceptable. If the offense is struggling for the pitcher, say he gets some runs. Just like it's not acceptable if we're getting runs the pitcher. What's acceptable is is the offense trying their best. I mean, if that's where we are, then you know you keep working on it. And if you see something that you think you know is not our best, then you fix it. Same thing with the pitching. You know, you just can't look at the results. Say, oh, wait, why don't you guys get somebody out? Why don't you guys get some hits? No, that's not how we handle it. So. The fact is, though, that, I mean, we got to get out of this rut offensively.
Tony not happy with his club, who looks lousy offensively. It's driving my partner crazy. My brother not happy. I figured you guys would get off to a hotter start, and then there was injury again with Eloy Jimenez and Lance Lynn. Giolito came off, battled last night, punched out 7. You could tell he was running out of gas just coming off the COVID list. Yep. Stroman will do that tonight over at Wrigley. White Sox play the rubber game this afternoon against the Royals of a 5-game series. They've each taken 2. The Royals have won the last 2.
Slash line for the White Sox, Cap, is 228, 283, and 351 is the slugging. And you can hear the frustration in Tony La Russa's voice. Whether the Sox win or lose, and lose lately, the offense is lousy. Flat ball club. That's what they are right now. Mm-hmm. Again, when we talk about the White Sox, and understand I always speak of the Sox in perspective. Yes, it is my favorite team in town. Yes, I'm a White Sox fan. But I'm looking at it objectively enough to tell you that this start is not good enough for any ball club.
Agreed.
It just isn't. And when you are scuffling, middling, struggling against the Kansas City Royals, you're not getting the job done in the Central. It doesn't mean that that's what they're going to be in September. What we're speaking of is what they are right now on May 19th, and that's not good enough. The manager agrees with me. The manager agrees with White Sox fans that this offense isn't enough. There are no excuses. Aloy's not there. Aloy's never there. Doesn't matter. He's not there enough to be able to make an impact because he's always hurt and on the injured list. So that's not good enough. You have enough to win. They're just not getting it done. It's typical White Sox baseball I've seen in my life, in which the team has peaks and valleys offensively, fire the hitting coach because the team can't hit all that. If this team is destined to go further than first round out in the playoffs, you got to be able to put some hits together. It's enough offense to get it done. It's enough offense to score 5 or 6 runs a game.
Agreed.
You have the pitching the way you want it when Lynn comes back, and it's just not good enough. That's all. But again, it's not complaining about the Sox saying, well, this is who they are, and this is what they're always going to be. That's not what I'm saying. I don't think that's what the White Sox fans are. That's not what Tony's saying. He's saying that on May 19th, it's not good enough. Period.
Correct.
Now, that's all we're saying.
I thought you were, as I said earlier, and you just repeated, if you're lining up going, we hand the ball to Giolito, from Giolito to Kopech, Kopech to Cease, Cease to Lynn, in whatever order you want to put them, you have a chance to win every time you take the ball.
That's
every
right.
time. Every time.
That's right.
So we'll see how it all shakes out as they move forward. Tough weekend against the Yankees coming up in New York. You'll get it all here on ESPN 1000. This was Sox postgame last night on NBC Sports Chicago. Frank, Ozzie, and Chuck.
They were lethargic tonight.
Yeah.
I mean, I was seeing guys not even hustle down first base. Some of those at bats are just throwing a bat. I mean, I didn't see the grit and the grind at the plate. Mm-hmm. And that's not good. It's not good at all.
Walter Reina say one thing, never forgot. And when I say this in these nowadays, I might say, like, I might lose my job. Be like a Mexican. Fight like a Mexican. And we like a Mexican. See, yeah, you know, big time. When the Mexican go to the ring.
Yep.
They go boxing to get killed. They yes. not just go to damn freelance like here, run
no,
here.
No.
They fight like a. He told me like, "Hey, how you feel? Not too good. Well, fight like a Mexican.
Yep.
Like, go fight with your guts. Go fight with the only thing you have left. You have to fight that Mexican in the 2nd round. You're losing.
Yes.
Finish it up. That's it. And that, I like to see that. I don't know, man. When people not hitting, I've seen it before. I was there before. Mm-hmm. It seems like the team is dead.
Now, when you're not investing in the ball club, and listen, we're all busy. Cap and I talk about this all the time. I'm working the 9-to-5. I got to drop the kids off at school. I got to go to work. We turn on Cap and Jay. Did we win today or did we lose? Oh, we lost. Looks like they're not going the right direction. All right, I got to go to work. All right, let me turn on the ball game. I just want to relax. I just want to watch the ball game. Oh, the team lost again. How come they keep losing? Now, that's not necessarily hitting the panic button. It's just saying that you don't have 18 and 19 talent. That's what I'm saying. That's got to get better. Now, here's the thing. With the Yankee series, I didn't expect a lot. I expected fight. Didn't even get that in the first couple of games of the series.
Correct.
They beat our ass because they're the best team in baseball.
Well, I'll push back. Game one, isn't that the game that Moncada hit the home run in the seventh? That place was alive.
Yeah.
That's when you tied it.
Then what happened?
You had two strikes on Gleyber Torres with two outs. Kelly looks like he is rolling. And that kid took an amazing walk. I still don't know how I won two. How he spit at four breaking balls. One was out of the zone, clearly. The other three were close. And I thought he got squeezed on one. And then it blew up into a seven-run inning.
Yeah, seven runs in the eighth. Otherwise, Mrs. Lincoln, how was the play?
Correct. But there was fight there. The next night, I didn't see fight. Mm-hmm. Sunday, 5-1, flat. Nestor Cortez just shoved all day long. Mm-hmm. The game that you won was
nice
drama.
Mm-hmm.
And you battled, and then it wasn't it Robert who got the walk-off hit mm-hmm. off of Chapman. Mm-hmm. They're battling. Yep. They're trying. But last night, not good.
Just lousy baseball. Win-loss, win-loss, win-loss baseball. That doesn't get it done.
Agreed.
It just doesn't. But understand the perspective, Cap. You'll hear from Sox fans like me that are unhappy, and from your standpoint, you're saying, hey, it is a long season. We all know that. But when you settle in after a long day, you want to see at least – you're going to lose ball games. You don't want to beat yourself. It's another problem with this baseball team, beating themselves.
Correct.
How's this ball club going to get to the World Series when they got a hole in their glove at the catcher spot? Hole in their glove at shortstop sometimes. Hole in your glove in the outfield.
Now he had his battle with Ozzy the other day. We played that and read you the tweet. I think Abdallah read the tweet yesterday where he told Ozzy to STFU, you talk too much.
Mm-hmm.
And Ozzy took the high road. Ozzy was classy about it. T.A. went out yesterday and got three hits.
Yeah.
And he looked good defensively. That woke him up.
Thought that was Tony's job.
So he and Tony apparently are boys.
That's fine. That's not the point, though. If that gives him inspiration to lead this ball club, go right ahead.
He'll probably tell you it had nothing to do with it. He just had a good night.
Uh-huh.
But it certainly looked like he was locked in. After he deleted the tweet.
I would tell Anderson, don't worry about what Ozzie Guillen's got to say.
Tune out the Matote.
Just take care of the ball club. Why don't you come to the ballpark with your glove? That's what I would say to T.A.
How about that? Yeah. I would say he should go get the same tattoo I've got. Tune out the Matote.
No, I would probably tell him not to do that, especially when you don't tune out the Matote enough. Nonetheless, I would say for the White Sox, I work with you. You do not. So anyway...
Don't go there.
Yes. I'll leave him alone.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we'll leave him alone today. But that's the point. So that's where I look. And I like what Frank had to say. Frank watched the game. Frank was aggravated last night. That was a hell of a post-game show.
It was.
Garfine sitting on the side there, and Ozzie and Frank ripped the White Sox a new one because they deserved it. Because they're sitting there watching the game, and they're just like, another roll over the second base. Another roll over the shortstop. Come on, man.
Right.
Get the ball in the air. It's Kansas City, for God's sakes.
Agreed.
It's not the Yankees.
All right, we have a fun game we call Deal Breakers. Deal Breakers. I think you're going to enjoy it. Deal Breakers is coming up next.
Cap J. Hood.
Follow on Instagram at Cap J. Hood.
This is ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
We all have to make choices in sports and in life. It could be running on third down.
You ran the same third down situation, and you ran the same play twice. You're getting paid for that.
I cannot believe the call.
Or managing finances.
This country, you've got to make the money first.
Or it could be a deal breaker.
This is David Kaplan. He's from Skokie. He's suing Danny Zetterman for $1,000.
Time for Deal Breakers here on Cap and Jay Hood. Right here on Chicago's Home for Sports. You know, there are certain things in Live Cap that's just an absolute deal breaker. And that's why we got Shay Norling here to help us to find out whether it's a deal breaker or not a deal breaker. Here's Shay Norling. Shay?
I have four stories here. All of them are things I've heard in real life this week. One of them is a little bit related to something else, but they are all from real life. The first, you have a new coworker and have been asked to share an office, but this person is an absolute slob. They leave personal effects scattered throughout the office. They leave empty water bottles. They leave half-eaten snacks. There's bags of chips, just all kinds of stuff.
He's right behind you.
And you're fed up. But my question, would you ask your supervisor for a different office, or are you confronting your new coworker about their mess and their habits?
Okay. I think communication will stop it from being a deal breaker. Communication will stop it. And that reminds me, I need to talk to you about our office. Or I could ask for another office, but I don't want to be a deal breaker. I think communication can stop that from being a deal breaker. So, having said that, you and I need to have speaks about what's going on in our office. Cap, you want to lock in on the show today? Or
No, because I've never seen something that looks like that one. Sorry.
You've never seen a blonde with a cap walking down the street before?
Not like that.
She was 5 foot nothing. 100 nothing.
What are we doing here, boys?
I mean, he's not...
Cap, eyes up here, buddy. Dude, he's right across from you.
Wow.
Coming in at 5 foot 3 inches,
Wow.
Anytime you want to maybe just the 3 inches part of that, JR.
I'll lock back in now. She left. It's not a deal breaker for me. It's all about communication. And I'm with Hoodie. We got to have a talk. This cannot continue. We have got to have some way of coexisting. I'm not asking you to be able to eat off the floor here, but this is unacceptable.
Yes.
Not going to happen.
Communication stops it from being a deal breaker.
Correct.
And I'll talk to you about our office later.
Correct.
Yeah, because it's a mess in there. Go ahead, Shay.
All right, boys.
Take your Springsteen picture and take it home.
There's none of my stuff in there.
Bruce?
Seriously?
Oh, that Springsteen picture is mine. And a picture of Mindy.
And the box of crap in there. That's all yours. Take it home.
That is stuff that Danny asked me to put back on that credenza for someone to move.
Credenza?
Whatever they call that.
1971. Haberdashery and the credenza on the high boy.
He's in The Godfather, isn't he?
Go ahead.
All right, boys. This happened to my friend this week. He wanted to show a girl he just started seeing. He's seen her a few times. He really, really likes her. He wanted to show her a movie that he really liked. And you know that disappointing feeling when you put a movie on and the person you're watching it with is seeing it for the first time, they're not really into it? He experienced this, but it was almost worse because she spent the entire movie scrolling through social media on her phone. And he's wondering if that's enough to call it quits.
Okay, there's any context. How long have you been with this girl?
Correct. And how important is the movie, like, seriously important?
It's one of his favorite movies. It's like if you were showing Mindy Draft Day, and she was just spending the entire time scrolling through Facebook or something.
Okay, but again, if it's someone new, yes, I believe that relationship is disposable if she's someone new. But if it's a long-time relationship and it's an important movie that you want her to watch, then that's an issue.
Okay, let me just, using what you just said,
yeah.
I was already married to Mindy. A movie came out. My kid said, oh, you guys got to watch this.
Right.
We put it on. It's one of my all-time favorite movies now. I've seen it 37,000 times. It's higher up on the list than Draft Day. We got 15 minutes into the movie, and my wife's like, this is the stupidest, dumbest movie I've ever seen. If you'd like to have sex, let's go. Otherwise, I'm going to bed right now.
Well, she offered sex, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
So I...
Mindy Kaplan?
Yes.
Wow.
So I pulled... Be careful how I say this.
Why, Cap? Why do you think that needs to be on the air? Mindy Kaplan offered David sex in 15 minutes. Bam!
15 minutes into the movie, it was Anchorman.
If you want to have sex, just do it now.
Anchorman. She said, this is the stupidest movie I've ever seen. We're out of here.
Yes.
I said, oh, hon, just sit here and watch with me. Come on, this is funny. Would you like to have sex? It's going to happen now, or I don't know when. That was like the threat.
Wow.
So I had to
wow.
Leave Anchorman.
Hey, I think you turned the movie off there.
Why don't you stop talking for a while?
I know. My God. And, and you know what? Can I tell you something? I would have sat there and watched it with you. And if you wanted to have sex afterwards, it would have been fine. I would have done you after that movie, Cap. Sure, wow. Why not? Boy, she got hot after watching Steve Carell, huh? 15 minutes. This is a stupid movie, but boy.
That champ kind, I'm in. Put the cowboy hat on, hun. Yeah, no. It's not a deal breaker, but like Hoodie said, if it's early in the relationship and she's already bored with my sense of humor, yeah, it's much more likely. Shay.
All right.
She's red hot after watching a little Brooke Tamlin.
Exactly.
My God.
There's a joke there, but I'm not going to make it. All right. There's a new restaurant. I was reading an article. A new restaurant has opened. Now, imagine your wife really wants to take you here, but there's a catch to what happens at this restaurant. Your phone must be locked in a box for the duration of your meal. Would you go?
Yes. Yes, that would not be a deal breaker for me. The phone locked up in a box during a meal, during a dinner, right? Right? Is that what Jake gave us?
Yeah, you go into the restaurant, and to go into the restaurant and get a meal, your phone needs to be locked in a box the entire time. You can't access it.
That's fine. What's the dinner? 30 minutes? 45 minutes? It's fine.
Or is it like one of those?
It's like an hour and a half meal. It's
a linear 24 course, 4 hours.
No, it's normal. You're going out to eat. It's like an hour and a half, 90 minutes.
Now, by the way, Alinea is like the most expensive restaurant
in Chicago. I've never been.
Yeah.
It's not my jam.
I think it is because that was off the top of your head. Couldn't give us Chicago Cut in that spot.
No, Chicago Cut is a shorter meal.
Depends.
It's if we hung out with Jay Will and Keyshawn and we were there quite a while. But if you and I just went to get a meal there, you're in and out in 90 minutes. You go to Alinea or you go to one of these fancy, Sylvie-style restaurants, a long time. That's not a shot.
No need for that.
The tasting menus, I think he's a foodie. The tasting menus, those are dragged out over hours. I don't enjoy those types of meals. My wife does. So she goes with her friend. I would struggle with my phone being locked up.
I would have no problem with that at all.
My phone sits on the table wherever we go.
Yeah, and for me, it could be shut off because ultimately it's about the conversation. As long as the people around you are not boring, it'll be fine.
Like the Zetter bombs.
Oh, the Zetter bombs.
They're boring.
Boring. Sad conversation.
Shay.
All right, very quickly, we have one more. This is related to the NBA draft lottery, and you'll be able to draw the lines. I'm not going to name names. You're the general manager of a pro sports team. You just won the number one pick. There's a consensus top talent, but there are huge concerns about his body type. The number two player has a higher ceiling, but not quite the same talent. Who do you take?
The better talent. Or what was the second guy's concerns?
The first guy is only one with the concerns. The second guy's just not got the upside. First guy's just got a very iffy body type.
I would have to know his makeup of toughness. Is he, some guys get paid, man. They get their $50 million first round number one pick contract.
Yeah.
They're not willing to work anymore. I got to know his work ethic.
I would agree. But if I had my druthers, I'd probably take the first
I would
choice.
Love to ask some pro athletes.
The first
you
choice.
Work your ass off to get to this level and now you quit?
Yeah.
Now you relax?
Right.
Against the best?
Yeah.
You could get by on your talent in college. Not here.
Yeah.
That's what I would say.
If that's the case and that person doesn't want to work hard, that would be a deal breaker for me.
All right. Tracy Butler.
Deal breaker.
Our friend. Tracy Butler with the weekend weather. You want to know the forecast? It's going to be nice today. Tracy got a gold star for today. Weekend, I'm not so sure. We'll be right back.
Where's Doug Llewellyn?
Doug? Yeah, where's Doug?
Where is he?
Captain J-Hood.
is Chicago's home for sports.
ESPN 1000.
Watch us and join the chat. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago on twitch.tv or the Twitch app.
This hour brought to you by Xfinity. Get the speed, coverage, and control you need with Xfinity XFi.
So we've got Tracy Butler, our friend, here in the studio. Tracy has been knocking it out of the park last weekend. It was on Saturday. I think it was like 90. It was awesome. Sunday was 78. It felt like 90 because it was sunny. We had a really, really nice run of weather. Today it's in the 80s. Tomorrow. So I'm assuming, Tracy, that it will be that warm going forward.
Till what? Till like forever? No.
At least till October 20th.
Yeah, no. I am really afraid to say, and you know what? First of all, I have to preface this by saying Cap has been checking in on me. Many of you know I was ill last week. Mm-hmm. He's been checking in on me every day. Yeah. Very, very kind. But then I had to inform him that this weekend looks like below average temperatures. Mm. And he changed on me just like that.
Oh, that's what he does.
He was not happy with me.
Let me tell you, sister, he does this to me all the time. Don't worry about it, pal. Hey, welcome to my world. Changed on you like a dime. It's terrible.
I know.
He's the worst.
He's not. But so, we get a couple of 80-degree days here today. Then I got to tell you, from now through probably at least next Friday, we're looking at highs maybe in the 60s. I did take a little look at the extended into Memorial Day weekend. I'm seeing maybe mid to upper 70s for highs that weekend. I know you want 80s. I would love 80s too, but that's what the crystal ball is showing right now.
You know, let me just step aside. So for television, he's just going to stick his beak in it like I'm not here. He's a bastard like that. Don't worry about it. But you know, it's interesting, you know, on television. It's like they're blaming you, right? It's the tapping of the papers. Like, now we turn to Tracy. A little chilly. And always make the face, right? Like, it's your freaking fault. It's unbelievable.
It is.
Like, you're just trying to put together a nice forecast. And, of course, the TV people just have the worst segue. Just like, you know, if I were on the south side, now we turn to Tracy. Tracy, a little chilly. And then they're like, they're like Trey Young. They do the whole chilly. Little chilly, Tracy. Look at the forecast. It's not your fault, right? You're doing the best job you can.
I will never forget. I was with my daughter. She was probably about 4 or 5 one time, and somebody was basically blaming me for the weather. And my daughter says, "My mom doesn't make the weather. She just tells people about it." That's what you're saying, honey. Right. Thank you.
So that when you send like a Kent Nino Mia out on the...
Kent Nino Mia, he doesn't work. I do. Kent and I started around the same time.
You guys would send him out. I'm standing here on the Kennedy where we're getting snow flurries. No blank.
So funny.
Oh my gosh, guys, I got to get on TV. I just realized. I have another cut-in I have to do.
Oh.
Okay. I have to leave.
All right.
They won't miss you. Don't worry about it.
They won't miss me?
No, glad you feel better.
Thanks.
Wearing your tiger red. Have a great day.
I am.
All right.
Go Tiger.
Let Val do it. Don't worry about it. Let Val do it.
You can be honest.
Let Roz do it.
Thank you, Tracy.
Oh.
There you go.
I'm not saying anything about Roz. So,
she told me on the way out she was just overhearing Cap. She just had to get out of here.
Oh, my God.
So this guy.
Cap, you showed us a picture here in the studio of the man who is leading right now in the PGA.
That would be John Daly. He's tied for the lead after 7 holes.
That's something, man. You know what? You know what it is, and we've seen this before. John Daly will start off a tournament and be gangbusters, and then he just runs out of steam.
He runs out of gas.
Yeah. I mean, it's a great story now, but it's not sustainable.
The funny thing, what would be a bigger story? John Daly, who is 150 overweight, a beard like JR's, but it's dyed platinum blonde, hasn't had a haircut in 4 years, mm-hmm. eating M&Ms, smoking cigarettes, if he was to win the PGA versus one of these fit dudes like Tiger.
It's John Daly.
It'd be amazing.
John Daly's not you. He's me. He's the everyman. He's not like you, the upper crust, the upper echelon. He's not that. He's like me. That's a regular Joe. I love to see it. That would set golf back 10 years.
Oh, my God. The armchair nutritionist would have a stroke.
There's just crushed beer cans, like, falling out of his bag as he's walking on every hole.
That would be amazing.
Now, see, for a very interesting twist, if John Daly was able to win, that also would bring more people to the golf course.
No question.
Guys that look like me. Guys that shop in the Husky section. You know? And just like Tiger brought more people to the golf course because he was awesome. If John Daly wins, you're going to see a lot of flower Tommy Bahama shirts.
Yes.
A lot of cargo pants, cargo
loud
shorts.
Loudmouth golf clothing.
Yeah. And you're going to say, look at that guy. That guy is overweight. He must be here because the guy won the tournament. Oh, God. The worst thing for golf. Pour me a Cosmopolitan. Take that. God almighty. John Daly's ruined the sport. Look at all these guys. These guys are fat. She's fat, too. Oh, God. That's what you see. Actually, I'm rooting for him now, just so you could turn your nose up at the everyman, John Daly.
So funny,
you'd be so upset.
Let me give you the PGA Tour leaderboard, brought to you by our great partners at Tito's Handmade Vodka. Right now, John Daly just bogeyed. He's dropped out of the lead. Y.E. Yang, part of a 5-man group, along with Xander Schauffele and a Will Zalatoris and a Max Homa. They are all at 2 under par. John Daly is 1 back, -1 through 8 holes, along with Tiger Woods, Rory McIlroy, and Jordan Spieth.
She's portly. She's taking too long on the course. It's because of John Daly. Ugh.
Ruining my game.
Ugh. Mix in a salad. Oh, God.
Push yourself away from the buffet table.
See, that's why. That's because you're an a-hole. That's why. I hope he wins. Just to have more of my people out there. Don't know what I'm saying.
All right. Do you think Zach LaVine is gone? We're going to get into that. Plus, we'll discuss best action hero. We'll get into all of it. It's all coming up. Cap J, back in 2 minutes.